主，这是我今年第二次来到你们的中间，与弟兄姊妹有一些交通。
Thank the Lord, this is my second time of this year to come to your midst to have some fellowship with you all.
刚刚领会弟兄已经讲了，看起来你们都很喜乐，都很平安。
Our brother who leads the service just mentioned that you look all joyful and it seems that you're all in peace.
今天我主要有三个要点重点要通知我身边交通的。
Today I have three key points, which I would like to share with you.
第一个重点要点分为两部分。
My first key point, has two parts.
这个内容比较多一点。
And the first key point has more contents.
然后呢，还有第二个要点重点，还有第三个要点重点。
And I also have my second and third focal points to share with you.
刚刚领会的给我们念了几段经文。
Our brother just led us to read few passages.
我们看到他所念的一个是箴言，第六章二十一到二十二。
Proverb, chapter 6 verses 21 to 22.
第二段，那就是《使徒行传》的第二章四十一到四十三。
And also, second passage is Acts chapter 2, verses 41 to 43.
第三段就是《希伯来书》的第九章第一节。
The third passage, verse is from Hebrews 9:1.
第四段就是《启示录》的两段经文，一个是第八节，一个是十和十一。
And the fourth passage is from Revelation 3, verse 8 to 11.
我想这个领会的给我们念的这几段经文，我们在这个第一个要点重点我们都用不到的。
And all the passages our brother just led us to read will not be used in my first key point.
等会我们交通到第二个重点要点，我们再来念。这几段经文。
But when we come to the second key point, then we will elaborate more the and emphasize more on these passages.
我要同弟兄姊妹念的几段经文，几段经文，我想我现在这个在第一讲的时候也用不到。
And the passages that I will be reading with you will not be used my first key point either.
那就是创世纪的第二十二章，我们知道那里讲到亚伯拉罕献以撒的事。
That's in Genesis chapter 22, where the account of Abraham offering Isaac to God is accounted.
第二段还是创世纪的三十一章这一段，创世纪的三十一章的那一段话。
And the second passage is recorded in Genesis chapter 31.
然后呢，还有第三段，那就是撒母耳记的十八章那一个话。
And then in 1 Samuel, there is a passage in chapter 18.
我想这是在我第一个重点要点的，也用不到的。
All these three passages, I won't use them in my first key point.
我要从弟兄姊妹交通到第三个重点要点，我们才会用到这些经文，所以我也不念了。现在，等会我们就会交通到。
All these passages will be used when I come to the third key point of my sharing, so I'm not going to read them now.
弟兄姊妹知道我今天同弟兄们交通的题目还是老的题目啊，福音的奥秘啊，这是第十一讲。
Brothers and sisters, today you know that I will be sharing the old theme, the mystery of the gospel. This is the 11th section.
好，没有开始以前，我们还是一定祷告。
But before we start, let's have a word prayer.
亲爱的主，清晨的早晨，你的儿女们，蒙救赎的儿女们，都来到你宝座的跟前，仰望你，祈求你。
Dear Lord, early in this Sunday morning, all your redeemed children come before your throne to look to you and to listen to you.
神啊，有何神向你饶恕罪孽 赦免罪过，不永远怀怒，必在思念你。
God, is there a God like you who forgives our transgressions and passing out our sins, and you do not retain your anger forever and will give us your passion, compassions once more?
你还要向雅各发诚誓，你还要向亚伯拉罕施慈爱。
You will give truth to Jacob and loving kindness to Abraham.
感谢主，你就把我们的罪孽投在深海的里面，踩在你的脚下，你永远也不再纪念我们的罪过。
Thank the Lord, you have cast our sins into the depths of the sea and tread our iniquities underfoot, and you will never remember them anymore.
我们也都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
We're all seeds of Abraham.
我们感谢主，我们敬拜你，赞美你。
Thank the Lord, and we thank you, we worship you.
我们也知道神的国不在乎言语，在乎你的全能。
We know that the kingdom of God is not in words only, but in your power.
主不但把你的话语赏给你的仆人，我们更需要你的全能，主啊，能够充满浇灌我们，也浇灌我们的翻译姊妹。
So, brother, so God, we know that not only by your words, but also by your power. So at this time, pour out your Holy Spirit, not only upon our brother, but also upon the sister who translates for you.
我们也深信有宝贝在我们的瓦器的里面，要发出极大的能力。这个能力不是出于我们，都是出于你的。
And we also believe that there is a treasure in our earthen vessels. This is surpassing power. We know it's not from us, but from you.
我们也把在座的每一位弟兄姊妹都交托在主的手中。
And we also commit every brother and sister in our midst to you.
主啊，但愿他们还是记得你讲的一句话：我们来到神的殿中，要谨慎我们的脚步，我们进前来听，胜过献祭。
May we all remember what you have said as we come to the temple of God. Let's guard our steps carefully. Let's hear the word of the Lord more than offering the sacrifices of the fool.
我们若是能够好好的听，感谢神，我们就能够蒙福，我们就能够得恩。
If we're able to heed your words carefully, then we will be blessed and we will be given all your grace.
主啊，我们就这样仰望交托，不单是信息的聚会，等会我们还有薄饼的聚会，都让我们的主得到荣耀，得到称赞，让你喜乐，也让我们能够蒙福。
We just commit this message service and the following communion service that may you be glorified and may all of us be blessed by you.
但愿我们主的恩惠、慈爱、怜悯多多的加给我们。
May the Lord's grace, loving kindness, and mercy be multiplied to us.
祷告祈求都是因着耶稣基督宝贵的名。Amen.
We pray and ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
好，感谢主。今天我刚刚就讲了我们三个重点要点嘛。第一个重点要点我们还是继续的，我们有一点分享。我们第十讲的时候，不知道弟兄姊妹，上个月我同你们交通的，你们还记得吗？
As I mentioned, I have three key points to share with you, and I don't know if you still remember some of the points I have shared with you in my last message.
我们是交通到福音的奥秘和大灾金钱的奥秘有密切的关系。
We spoke of the mystery of the gospel is closely related to the greatness of the mystery of godliness.
什么是大灾金钱的奥秘？那里讲到六个方面，弟兄姊妹还记得吗？
What is this great mystery of godliness? And we mentioned there are six aspects to it. I don't know if you still remember them.
这是我们都知道，在提摩太前书三章十五节到第十六节。
We all know this is reported in First Timothy chapter 3.
保罗怎么对提摩太讲的？他说，我若单念这个日久，你就知道在神的家中怎么行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的磐石和根基，对不对？
What does Paul say to Timothy? He says that if I am delayed, I write so that you will know how you ought to conduct yourselves in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
接下来他就说大战金钱的奥秘无人不以为然。
And then Paul continues to say, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness.
就请你把这个六个方面念一念。
And I will read off the six aspects of this great mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up in glory.
大在金钱的奥秘，无人不以为然。就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服。第六点呢？
Now, so we know that without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified by the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, and believed on in the world. But as to the sixth aspect here, received up in glory.
最后一点很重要，就是被接到哪里去了？接到荣耀里去了。
The last aspect is very crucial because the verse says, received up in glory.
这里就是有一个很大的问题。
Therefore, we see a great issue here.
被接到荣耀里去，教会今天被接到荣耀里去了吗？
Received up in glory. Has the church today received up in glory?
我们都知道牧师教会的光景普遍的就像老底家的教会一样。
We all know the conditions of the churches in end times. They are very much like those of the Laodicean church.
你想想老底家的教会在荣耀的里面吗？
Think of this. Is the Laodicean church in glory?
我想牧师的教会很普遍的就像老底下的教会一样。
And I do believe that the conditions of the church in end times are just like those in the Laodicean church.
教会根本没有什么见证，教会根本这个没有什么见证的。教会在这个世界上，同世界差不多有很多的教会。
The church has no testimony in this world, and it's very much like everybody else in the world.
没有接到荣耀里去。
So the church has not been received up in glory.
所以我第十讲的时候我就提到了。
Therefore, in my tenth sharing, I mentioned.
我提到教会一定要经过什么大的试炼 ，Great Tribulation， 最后的一个期，教会一定要经过的。
I emphasize that the church has to go through the Great Tribulation.That is the last 70th week.
特别是最后的三年半。
Especially in the latter part of the 7 years of tribulation.
但是有很多人主张教会是灾前被提的。
But many people believe that the church should be raptured before the Great Tribulation.
教会是不经过大灾难的。
So the church does not have to go through this great tribulation.
弟兄姊妹，你想想这句话合理不合理？
Brothers and sisters, do you think it makes sense? This
像老底家的教会，我们的主能够来接他吗？
Churches like the Laodicean church, can our Lord come to receive her up?
就像一个新娘子一样的，根本也没有打扮好，这个衣服也是破破烂烂的，这是今天教会的光景。我们的主未婚夫能够来接他吗？
Our Lord is our bridegroom, and he's coming to receive her church. If the church is like the Laodicean church, with disheveled hair, ragged clothes, and not adorned, can she be received up in glory?
所以我用了马拉基弟兄姊妹还记得我上一次第四讲的时候第三章的第一节到第五节教会一定要经过极大的试炼就像经营一样经过试炼就变成个精进了对不对
Therefore do you remember I use Malachi chapter 3 verses 1 to 5 to remind you that the church has to be purged through great trialsAnd after this refinement, she will be like gold, fine gold.
所以我也用了以弗所书的第五章的二十五到二十七节，弟兄姊妹还记得？以弗所第五章的二十五到二十七节。
Do you also recall that I use Ephesians 5:25-27?
你们做丈夫的要爱自己的妻子，如同基督爱教会，为教会舍己。接下来。用水洗濯道把教会洗净成为一个圣洁的教会献给自己做一个荣耀的一个教会最后呢圣洁没有瑕疵的
Husbands love your wife just like our Lord loved the church and gave up himself for her and he will sanctifyher and cleanse her with washing the water by the word so that he might present her to himself a glorious church not having any spot wrinkle or any such thing that she should be holy without blemish
我想不但是这是一个理由
I'm thinking this is not only for this reason
这个我们也知道我叫弟兄姊妹第四讲的时候要记得一个字那就是以家簿以家簿
In my tent sharing, I also ask you to remember this word, Ichabod.
所以这个第一个要点重点的第二个方面我们要特别注意的就是神的那一个圣洁同这个荣耀有关系的
And so the second part of the first key point is that God's holiness isclosely related to his glory.
弟兄姊妹还记得我第四讲的时候我也提到了雅各书这个 Song of Song, 第四章的那一段话。
And do you remember that in my last sharing, I also mentioned the Song of Songs, chapter 4, there is a passage there.
这里讲到那一个dear sister, bride, 就是新娘对不对是应该是一个关树的园禁闭的井封闭的什么前园
The passage mentions that the sister, the spouse should be like a garden enclosed and a spring shut up, a fountain sealed
教会是有墙的教会是有门的
The church
不是开放的不是一个私人的花园不是私人的公园不是这个公园乃是一个私人的花园对不对我上一次第四讲的时候特别提到
I especially mentioned in my last sharing that the church has doors and walls as a private garden it's not a garden open to the public
这个花园是属于谁的属于基督的那就是这个花园也就是基督的身体就是今天的教会对不对
Whom does this garden belong to? Belongs to Christ. So the church is the body of Christ.
但是今天你看看，什么东西都进到教会里来了，教会同社会很多的地方不能分的，分不清了。
But take a consideration of today's church's situations. Everything of the world has crept into the world. So.The church and the world cannot be separated. Just as the Laodicean church.
所以你就看到神没有我们的主是不可能来接这样的教会的。
Therefore, our Lord, it's impossible for him to receive a church like this.
不但教会是这样，我们个人也是这样的。
Not only is the church like this, but our personal conditions is also like this.
我们今天若是没有磨成神儿子的形象，你想想主怎么能够救我们到他那里去？
If today we have not been conformed to the image of his son, how could our Lord come to receive us up to him?
所以这个罗马书第八章应该是二十八节吧。
So
Romans 8:28, 对不对？
Romans 8:28
这里讲得很清楚，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得到益处，就是按照他旨意所召的人，他预先定下的，就召他们来，召他们来，就把他们磨成什么？磨成神儿子的形象，叫他的儿子在众弟兄中成为长子。他既预定的，就召他们来。照他们来的，又称他们为义；称义的，又叫他们得着荣耀，对不对？在罗马书第八章的那一段话，我们都很熟的。
And this passage from Romans 8:28-30 is clearly said, and we are all familiar with that.That we know all things work together for the good of those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He predestined, these He also called. Whom He called, these He also justified. Whom He justified, these He also glorified.
弟兄姊妹，我都知道我们这就分三个阶段嘛。第一个阶段就是称义嘛，justification 嘛，对不对？这个是还不算这么难的，对不对？
Brothers and sisters, you all know that our salvation involves three stages. The first stage is justification, and this is not that difficult.
By grace, through faith, plus nothing.简单嘛，就信嘛，因信称义了，对不对？我们的灵就得救了。
It's by grace through faith, nothing else. Isn't that simple? as long as you believe, you're justified.
最后呢，我们身体得赎，就是身体得到荣耀，这也更简单了。好痛没吃最响的时候，我们感谢主，我们的身体都要改变，像主的荣耀的身体一样，我们被提嘛。
And third stage of our salvation is the redemption of the body. This is quite simple also, because at the last sound of the trumpet, we will all be raptured and our body will be changed.
称义就是灵的得救，得荣耀就是身体的得赎，得荣耀，对不对？
So now we have stage one, justification. Stage three, our bodies will be redeemed to become glorious ones.
看起来很简单。
They do look very simple to us.
这个中间的一段就是成圣sanctification.
Only the second stage of the salvation, sanctification.
这是最艰难的一段时间，我刚刚就讲过了。
This calls for most difficult time.
你看看雅各专门抓的雅各的棍扎的狡猾的不得了。
Think of Jacob, he's so deceitful, always wants to grab.
经过五六十年的，可以说是改造吧，他才成为了什么以色列，那就成为了王子，对不对？多少年呢？五六十年呢？到一百三十岁的时候。
It's after 50-60 years when he was 130 years old, then he was, we could call it being reformed.
这个摩西呢
？What about Moses？
四十年，本来是骄傲的不得了的，最后他成为世上最谦卑的一个人。摩西，神呀，在他的身上花了四十年的时间。
And God also spent 40 years on Moses. He was the most proud person in the world, and then it turned out to be he was the most humble on earth.
哎呀，我想到我自己。
And then I consider myself.
我是二十二岁蒙恩得救的。
At the age of 22, I was saved by grace.
神把我们磨成是儿子的模样，花了多少时间呢？
How long does he take to for me to be conformed to the image of the Son of God?
要比雅各还要多少几年？七十多年了，七十四年了，你就知道我二十二岁信主的，磨我，磨练我，七十四年，你也知道我现在多少年，九十六，对不对啊？
I would say that at the age of 22, it takes God 74 years to continue to transform me. So you know how old I am, 96 years old. This reformation time takes 10 plus more years than Jacob.
还没有磨成像儿子的形象，所以还要磨我了。
Even today, I have not been molded into the, son, the image of the Son of God. So the work continues.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank God.
早已经给我们讲了，神是信实的。
The Bible has said it clearly that God is faithful.
最后一定成就的。
In the end, he will bring it to completion.
所以你去看约翰一书第三章的第一节，清楚地讲。你看父向我们所施的何等的慈爱，叫我们今天成为神的儿女，我们也正是神的儿女。将来如何他会显明，但是我们深信主若显现，我们必要像什么，必要像他。感谢主，照我们心思他必成就这件事的。
If you read 1 John 1 and 2Chapter 3, Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God, and such we are. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him. And God is faithful. He will bring this to pass.
所以我们看到第一个要点重点分为两部分了，这是第一部分，还有第二部分呢，我刚才讲了，就是不要忘掉以加布。
So as we have mentioned, my first key point has two parts. What I've just said is included in the first part of the first key point, and the second part of the first key point is do not forget Ichabod.
以我们都知道就是离开，加布呢就是荣耀，荣耀离开了。
E means glory. Ichabod means the glory of God. So the glory of God has departed.
神的荣耀为什么离开？因为不圣洁嘛。教会若是不圣洁，像哥林多的教会，什么罪都进到了哥林多的教会里面。你想想，这样一个教会，神能够在那里居住吗？记得，教会不但是基督的身体。也是我们三一神的居所，安息的所在。
So, why does God's glory leave? It's because unholiness. So, just like in the First Korean Church, all the worldly things have crept into the church. And don't forget that not only the church is the body of Christ, but also is the dwelling place of the triune God. So it has to be kept holy.
所以去看以弗所书第二章的十九节到二十二节。
So if you read Ephesians chapter 2, 19 to 21.
到二十二。但是将来就即使这样，我们不再是外人，不再是客旅，是圣徒，通过神家里的能量。被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，由基督为房角石，各方靠他联络的合适，渐渐的成为谁的居所？主的所在。我们也靠着他同被建造，成为神所作圣灵所居住的所在。所以你看的教会不但是我们的主耶稣居住的所在，也是圣父、圣子、圣灵所居住的所在。你想要不要圣洁啊？
Now from this passage from Ephesians 2, 19 verses 19 to 22, we will read and find out that the church is not only the dwelling place of the Lord, but also the dwelling place of God and also His Holy Spirit. Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. And we see that in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. And more, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
所以你就看到这个圣洁何等的重要啊！所以我特别讲到了，我们要记住这个以家户，因为这是神居住的所在。不但整个教会是神居住的所在，就是你我的身体也是主所居住的所在，对不对？若是你去看哥林多后书的第六这个我们看哥林多前书的第三章的这个十六节，这个保罗讲得很清楚，岂不知你们是神的殿吗？你若有人毁坏这殿，神也要毁坏那人。为什么？因为那殿是圣的。
From this passage, we know that the church has to be holy for the triune God to dwell in us. And then we do know that the church is not only His body, but also we ourselves are the temple of God, according to 1 Corinthians 3:16, that do you not know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit dwells in you? And more than this, our body is also the temple of the Holy Spirit. If anybody wants to destroy this temple, the Lord will destroy him because his temple is holy.
这是三章十六节，若是你去看第六章十六到十八节，这个哥林多前书第六，第六章的十六到十八，我们就看到我们的身体，所以保罗说，所有的罪都是在身体以外，所以你们要远避什么淫行，唯有犯淫乱的罪，就是得罪了你的身体。为什么？我们的身体也是神所居住的所在，对不对？所以在你们身体上要荣耀神，这段话我们都记得。
And we all remember that in 1 Corinthians 6:18, it shows us how crucial it is to be holy in the sight of God. Flee sexual immorality. Everything that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and that who is in you, whom you have from God, you are not your own. Therefore, you are bought at a price, and glorify God in your body.
所以这是第一个重点的要点，两个部分嘛。
So the two parts of the first key point are the first part is to be holy.
刚刚我们也特别提到的，我们领会念到的箴言嘛，第六章的21节到22节嘛。
Proverbs 6:21-22 we just read.
所以第二个重点要点是讲什么的？我们要看重神的话，因为我们都在我在第十讲特别讲到这个以赛亚书的第五章嘛，第五章一共讲到六个祸嘛。
So the first part of the first key point is to be holy. The second part of the first key point is to cherish God's word. And we mentioned this last time in Isaiah chapter 5. There are six woes mentioned by God to Israelites.
我们看到第十二节。
Isaiah 5,
12. 第十二节。以赛亚书的第五章的第十二节，这是第二个祸。这个第二祸讲什么呢？讲到四个要器，就是这个我们今天这个讲到敬拜这个重在这个要器嘛，这里讲到四个要器，所以第二个祸第十二节就讲到这个四个要器，请你念一念。
We will read Isaiah 5:12, in which four musical instruments are mentioned, as we know that today's church emphasizes so much on worship with musical instruments. Verse 12 says, "The harp, the strings, the tambourine, and flute, and wine are in their feast, but they do."
今天很多人主张敬拜一定要有要气的，对不对？敬拜加上要气，这才是敬拜。若是没有要气，这就不是敬拜了。这是现在很多人认为这是真理。
As many people advocate and also are convinced that this is the truth, that is, when you worship, you have to have musical instruments. Without the musical instruments, worship is not called worship.
刚刚领会的弟兄姊妹给我们念的希伯来书第九章第一节，告诉我们很清楚，这个在旧约，这个敬拜的条例，是不是讲到要气啊？根本就没有提要气嘛，对不对？这个旧约的敬拜是什么献祭嘛？啊，这个若是你看李维基第一章到第五章，你就知道了。献燔祭应当怎么写？献素祭应该怎么写？献然后呢，这个赎罪祭啊，赎愆祭啊，就是讲到这个嘛，根本就没有讲到要祭的嘛，对不对？
As our brother just led us to read Hebrews 9:1.It mentions in the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant, there is this divine service which speaks of how to worship God. And then we recall in Leviticus, five offerings are mentioned. Burnt offering, grain offering, peace offering, sin offering, trespass offering. None of them mention musical instruments there.
这里讲到有祸了，你要用药气，这是有祸的事。
But as in Isaiah 5:11, it starts with woe to those, and then continues, these people use all these instruments in their feast.
我想今天没有时间了，我稍微提一提但以理书第三章，弟兄姊妹应该很熟的。但以理书第三章讲什么？
Now, today I don't have much time to elaborate on this, but you should be all very familiar with Daniel 3. What does that chapter tell us? Now, there we see King Nebuchadnezzar made a golden image for himself. And we will share more on this next time.
但意思是你看第三章讲到巴这个你不加尼撒建造了一个金像嘛，然后呢叫全国的人从上到下什么时候敬拜啊，就是药气嘛，这里讲到六种药气还不止的，还有各样的药气，哇，最少可能有七八样的药气，一听见这个声音大家都要拜这个金像嘛，若是不拜怎么样，又在火窑里面，你也知道带一批三个朋友吧，这是我们下次再来教徒。
And next time we will share on this more in detail. But in chapter 3 of Daniel, we do read that Nebuchadnezzar made this giant gold image, and then he sent out the decree that everyone upon hearing the sound of the musical instruments has to bow down to the image.If that person does not do so, he will be thrown into the furnace. And there in that passage, six musical instruments are mentioned. And also it mentions in the symphony of music. So we know there are more musical instruments besides these six mentioned, and probably seven or eight more.
我想这就是我们要讲的第一个要点，重点的两个方面嘛。这个然后呢我们就继续来交通这个要点重点的第二个重点要点。
All my sharing up to now pertains to my first key point. Now let's go on to my second key point.
我们刚刚念的这个以加布弟兄姊妹知道从哪里来的这个以加布。
I just mentioned Ichabod. Do you know where this term comes from?
我们都知道就是从撒母耳记上第四章嘛。这个以利嘛， 以利是大祭司嘛，差不多98岁了那时候，他呢还有两个儿子嘛，一个杜弗尼，一个比尼哈嘛，两个孽子啊，胆大妄为的，哎呀，人家献祭拿来的东西，他们就吃了，你看看他们的胆子多大，但是这个以利从来也不责备，这个他的儿子，让他们去。
Now we know that this is from 1 Samuel chapter 4, it's an account about the old Eli. At this time he was 98 years old. He had two sons, Hophnis, and the two sons are sons of Belial, and they are extremely proud and presumptuous, daring and bold. When people come to offer sacrifices, they grab the sacrifices, and the old Eli said nothing.
就当然，比利士人征战嘛，他们失败了嘛。结果杜文利院比尼哈这些长老就建议说，你们抬了这个约柜嘛，你们就可以得胜了。结果有没有得胜呢？不但没有得胜，两个儿子全部这个打死在战场上，对不对？这个约柜也被比利士人夺去了。哎呀，这个那时候的他的这个父亲就是大祭司，这个已经98岁了嘛，这个一听见这个消息啊，他一惊喝，头往后跌下去，结果就是这个死掉了嘛，大概脑震荡啊或者脑出血，他就死掉了。哎呀，你看两个儿子也死掉了，父亲也死掉了，还要死掉一个。他们的媳妇嘛，那时候难产了，哎呀，好不容易生下来了，也死掉了，一下子四个都死掉了，这个也是应该的了，这个家庭都被虐的家庭。
Now we know this happened when Israelites had a fight with the Philistines and they were defeated. So the elders thought that let's bring the Ark of the Covenant to this battle, and Eli's two sons, Phinehas and Hophni, were among them, and they started to fight with the Philistines. It turned out that the Ark of the Covenant was captured, and then they were defeated once more, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were dead also, and the news came to the old Eli, who was sitting in the seat by the gate. And then, upon hearing this news, he fell off his seat, and his head probably bumped into the threshold of the gate, and either because of cerebral hemorrhage or because of a concussion, and he died also. So at this moment, Phinehas' wife was about to give a birth, and then with much difficulty he entered into a very hard labor. When the boy was born, that she said that the glory of God has departed, and that's called Ichabod, because four people died on the same day.
结果他的媳妇呢也死掉了，虽然生下来了，他因为难产了也死掉，一下子四个都死掉了，这个然后呢就给他取名叫什么以加伯嘛，所以以加伯就是从这里来的，撒母耳记第四章，对不对？
So we know after giving birth with such a hard labor pain, she also died, and then upon dying she said Ichabod.And then this is where the term comes from.
好，这就是三个要点，重点的第一个重点要点的两个方面，我们都交通完了。
And we have finished all the sharing about key point one, key point two.
好，然而我们来看第二个要点，重点。
I finished sharing of all the important parts of key point one that come to key point two.
就是同神的话非常的重要，因为末世我们知道一定会有两个危机嘛，一个就是轻看神的话， 一个是去看神的那个圣洁同荣耀这是有关的。
Then we now come to my second point. That is, in the end times, all the church will despise God's words, and they will belittle God's holiness, which is closely related to God's glory.
刚刚林辉给我们念的《使徒行传》第二章的14节到第43节，就是讲这个。
Acts 2, our brother just read for us, the verse speaks of.My point here.
我们知道2000年以前，这个教会耶路撒冷的教会被建立了嘛，对不对
？We know 2000 years ago the Jerusalem church was built.
是因着彼得大有能力啊，这个圣灵浇灌充满他们啊，结果我们看见有3600人受洗啊，信了主，归了主的名下。
We know that Peter filled with the Holy Spirit.Who poured upon Peter. So when he preached, 3,000 souls were saved. But here we see four things that the early church emphasized so much. First thing is apostles' doctrine.And they all continue steadfastly in these four things. If we want to know how could they continue steadfastly in all these four things, the first thing is they heed very carefully what the apostles are teaching.
感谢主，就是2000年的今天，我们以色列的教会也是一样。我们第一就看重神的话嘛，对不对？你们都来到这里，听这个讲台，这个讲神的话嘛。
I thank God that 2000 years later, at Israel, the same thing is being practiced here.You all heed God's words. That's why you come to the church to listen to Him.
所以弟兄姊妹要特别记得的这个95篇嘛，那一段话嘛，他说来啊，我们确实敬拜，在照我们的耶和华面前跪下。接下来他说我们知道耶和华是我们的神，我们是他手下的民，是他草上的羊。接下来怎么讲？你们今天要听他的话，所以你们今天要听他的话，这叫什么？这就是叫敬拜嘛。所以我们到第三个这个中心要点就是讲到敬拜，等会我们会提到的。
Let's remember Psalm 95 verses 6.And 7, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and sheep of His hand. Today, oh, that you would hear His voice. So what is worship? It is to listen to heed His words, which we will talk more on this point.
所以第二个要点，重点我刚刚讲了，就是忽略了。轻看这个神的话，若是上次我们也特别提到了以赛亚书第五章的第六个祸嘛，我们知道第六个祸，这里就是讲到，因为他们厌弃万军的耶和华的训诲，藐视以色列圣者的话语。哎呀，所以你就看到耶和华是大发的怒啊，这个怒气他不能熄灭的怒气啊。就是因为他们轻看神的话。
My second point is, in the end times, church will reject and despise God's words. Just as I mentioned in Isaiah chapter 5, there the sixth wall says clearly that they have rejected the law, the word of the Lord of hosts, and they have despised the word of the Holy One.And this is a commonplace phenomena in the end time.
没有什么比神更愤怒的，就是轻看 神的话。
Therefore, God is greatly enraged because we know there is nothing that makes our God angry than to despise His word.
我们知道以色列被掳到巴比伦七十年是为了什么？最主要的原因就是他们藐视厌弃神的话，神的教导。
We know why Israelites was Exodus 70 years to Babylon. It's nothing else. It's first and foremost. It's because they rejected, they despised God's word.
所以刚刚领会给我们念的箴言第六章二十页到二十二，这里讲什么？我儿啊，我儿，你要什么？谨守你父亲的命令，不要厌弃你母亲的法则。法则就是神的教导。
Now, therefore, in Proverbs 6, 21-22, we just read that, My son, do not keep the command, keep your father's command, and do not forsake the law of your mother. And what is this law? That's God's teaching in His word.
你要放在心上，现在你的颈项上。为什么？因为命令是灯，法则呢，就是神的教导呢，是光。你若是没有灯，没有光，你还能够在晚上做什么事啊？所以何等的重要，神的话。
Now, because you have to combine them on your heart continuously and tie them around your neck. This shall be the light and the lamp for you. Because here we know that command is the lamp and the law is the light. Without this light, without this lamp, can you do anything since you walk in darkness?
所以刚刚讲了，我们私人教会就像老底家。什么叫老底家？我们都知道，老底家就是一个是老，就是众人，底家就是意见建议。所以神的话已经在教会中没有地位了，没有权威的，就是看看大多数人怎么主张，那我们就跟着大多数人，像今天的选举一样，少数服从多数，这也就是老底家。
The church in end times is very much like the Decian church. Leo means the multitude, Decio means opinions. So it's just the minority obeys the majority, just like in an election, the majority win, then you just the minority have to follow. And this is exactly today's church's condition. This is something prevalent, unavoidable, and God's word has no standing, has no authority.
刚刚弟兄姊妹领会的给我们念启示录这个第三章我们就看到了第八节神最看重的就是看重他的话，神最最喜欢的，神最恨恶的就是轻看神的话。所以什么叫比拉提菲教会？我们知道第六个教会就是比拉提菲教会，唯一被神称赞的不但是一次，称赞了两次，就是比拉提菲教会。
We know that in Revelation 3, our brother just read to us the passage that the Philadelphia church is the sixth church in the seven churches, and here God praised the church, not only one.But twice, because they emphasize God's word, and there's nothing that delights our God most is His people cherish, treasure His word, and there's nothing that detests our God more than when their people simply reject or belittle His words.
我们知道什么叫比拉提菲嘛？比拉提菲原文就是 brotherly love.弟兄的相爱嘛，当然神非常看重弟兄姊妹之间的彼此的相爱，但是神更看重的就是你能够看重他的话，这是神最看重最看重的，远远超过了弟兄姊妹的 相爱。
We know Philadelphia means brotherly love. Of course, God cherishes our brothers and sisters loving one another. But the thing that God treasures, relishes most, I emphasize most, is that his people would cherish his word. And this is more than brotherly love, which is precious already.
所以感谢主了，在这个末世，像以色列教会今天讲台还是有一个多小时啊，等会还要花一个小时做什么？不平聚会。本来你们还有主日学，我知道，现在暂时没有了，所以一般要花一个小时啊。所以今天的教会我们末世教会也是一样。据我知道的，像这样的教会还是不少的，各处都有。
I thank God for Islam Church.I know that the pocket time is still more than 1 hour, and next you will have break and bread, which takes about 1 hour, and you used to have Sunday schools, that takes another hour. In the end time, there are still churches doing the same thing, and Morris Plain Church is one of those.
所以罗马书第十一章第三节，我们都知道，那个以利亚嘛。对不对？在神的面前有点怨气了，对这个我们的神怎么讲的？他说以色列人把整个祭坛都撤毁了，又把先知都杀死了，留下我一个，他们还要把我杀死。结果主怎么回答他？主说，我为着自己还留下7000人，没有像巴勒吃这个清水的。
And we see that in Romans chapter 11, and Elijah the prophet had some grievance against God. He complained that, Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have torn down your altars, and I am alone left, and they want to seek my life. But what does the God respond to him? God said, I have reserved for myself 7,000 men, and who have not bowed the knee to Baal.
这个我所知道的，最少现在我所知道的有10几个church就是像我们一样的，这个注重讲台，注重这个报备，注重主日学，在主日嘛。
And to my knowledge, that I know at least ten plus churches are still doing the same thing. They cherish the pulpit message.And breaking the bread and the Sunday schools.
最少有十几个 church.
More than 10 churches, as far as I know.
还有像尼托森的，这一个系统的，那就更多了。他们都是注重的，这个主日的，博饼，注重的，讲台。
And also all the churches that adhere to Brother Nee's teaching, they do the same thing. They emphasize the pulpit.Messages and also breaking bread.
这个我想到处都有。我今天没有时间交通这个。
Actually, I'm convinced that there are churches like this all over the places. Though I do not have much more time to share on this point.
所以你去看启示录第三章第八节怎么讲的
？So Revelation 3:8, how does God praise the Philadelphia church?
这个比拉提比我刚刚讲的就是弟兄相爱嘛，一个是阿嘎菲的爱，一个是 brotherly love， 还有呢，当时情欲的、肉体的，这不算是真的爱的。
As I mentioned that Philadelphia means brotherly love. We know love in Greek has agape love, brotherly love, and also love from our flesh, lustful love, which is not counted as love.
好，你就把启示录第三章请你们翻译的。给我们念念，第三章的第八节，第一次的称赞。
Now we will read about the first praise from God on Philadelphia Church, Revelation 3:8. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name.
这是第一次的称赞，还有第二次的称赞。
This is the first time God praised the church, and we will now come to the second praise.
我们知道启示录第三章的第10节到11节。
verses 10 to 11.
他说、mm-hmm. 你既遵守了我的忍耐的道、我必在普天下人受试探的时候、我要免去你的试探，我必快来、你要持守你所有的，免得人得去了你的冠冕还有的冠冕。今天你我若是看众生的话，有一天我们还要得着冠冕的。
Verse 10, because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. So we know that as we cherish his word, in the end, we will receive this crown, not only his praise only.
但愿以色列的教会也好，马尔斯教会，我刚刚讲的十几个教会，还是能够持守坚守这个原则。
May the Israelite Church, Morris Plant Church, and I just mentioned the more than 10 churches that we all would hold fast to the Word of God, which we do cherish dearly.
我们第三个重点要点
Now, the third
那就是讲到敬拜
speaks of worship
什么叫敬拜，我第十讲已经讲了也不少了，我想今天我们继续的讲下一次十一讲我们还要这个第十二讲可能我们还要讲到敬拜，因为今天把敬拜完全的偏差了。
Worship I shared much in my 10th sharing with you. We'll continue to focus on this topic on my 11th and 12th because nowadays people have so erroneously misunderstood what is true worship.
敬拜呢是你这一个人就是一个敬拜神的人，我不是用了这个使徒行传的第十六章嘛，使徒是讲到这个吕底亚嘛，这个介绍他是怎样一个姊妹呢？她是一个拜神、敬拜神的 woman。
Now, what is worship? The first and foremost thing is a person of worship. So this person has to be.
然后到了第我们知道到了第18章，这个使徒行传时候，保罗到了哥林多嘛，到了帝多、有斯多，怎么介绍帝多、有斯多的，也是讲到他是一个敬拜神的 man， 他这个人就是一个拜神的人。
So worship requires first the man who worships is the one who truly worships.God. Just as in Acts 16, we see when Paul came to the Philippi, and we see the woman, Lydia, what does the Bible describe her? She is a worshiper of God. And also, as in Acts 18, we see this person, just as Titus, what does the Bible say about him? He is also a worshiper of God.
管回堂的嘛，他的邻居嘛，他们全家都信得主，也受了洗，就是因为看到一个真正拜神的人，这个就是把神放在第一位的人，在他的这个生活行为上都有好的榜样了，所以你看到管回堂的，他们也都信主了。
And just as Titus lives next door to the synagogue ruler, and because of his testimony, because he has placed God first place in his life, therefore the synagogue ruler, the whole household also believes in the Lord.
还有时间不多了，今天可能稍微要过一点时间，我们就看创世纪的22章。
Now, I don't have much time.
什么叫敬拜？
I might use some more time, overtime, to share with you what is called true worship in Genesis 22.
我们请你念第一节到第二节。
We will read Genesis 22 verses 1 and 2. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. Verse 5 of the same chapter. And Abraham said to his young man, Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. In the whole Bible, this is the first time worship is mentioned. So from these verses, we can see what is true worship and what is his definition.
然后我们到了第十节，我们就看到这是神叫亚伯拉罕把他的独生儿子以撒献上。到了第十节，我们看见亚伯拉罕真叫圣树后，又拿刀把他的独生儿子杀掉了。哎呀，你看什么叫worship？完全听从顺服神的话，神怎么讲你就这么做，不问什么理由，对不对？无论是好无论是坏，叫你死就死，叫你活就活。弟兄姊妹，这叫敬拜，拜神在你的生命中放在第一位，这叫敬拜。
Then what followed is Abraham was getting ready to offer Isaac as a burnt offering. And as he was, verse 10, was about to stretch out his hand to took the knife to slay his son. And God said, God stopped him and said, I know you are truly the one who worships me. So what is to worship God? That is to absolutely hear his voice and obey him. Without any reservation, whether it's good or bad, if he wants you to die, you die. If he wants you to live, you live. So nothing withheld, but totally obey God.
12节。天使说，你不可在这动子的童子的身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道。你是敬畏神的人，什么叫敬拜？就是一个敬畏神的人，要你做什么你就做什么，不要去问任何的理由。我想亚伯拉罕完全有理由不把他的独生儿子献上，为什么？他会对神说，神啊，你不是一直反对把一个活的人杀掉献给一个偶像，对不对？这是你最憎恶的，但是你现在怎么叫我把我的独生儿子杀掉了以后献上呢？这不是太矛盾了吗？所以亚伯兰完全可以对理由对神说 no， 但是他没有说 no， 他就照着神的事情去做，这就是叫敬拜，你是敬畏神的人。
Then verse 12, God said, Do not lay your hand on the lad and do anything to him. And now I know you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. So what is worship? Worship is to fear God. Do not ask any questions. We know Abraham has all the reasons to question God. Why? Why this command? Because he knows that God hates sacrificing a living person to God. And how could God make such an unreasonable or irrational command? No, just as what Abraham did, you listen to God's word and then you follow without any reservation.
弟兄姊妹，你还记得约翰福音第十五章吗？十五章的十一到十二节，约翰福音十五章十一节到十二节，是我们的主亲口对门徒讲的话，我就把这些事告诉你们了，对不对？接下来说，为了要叫把我的喜乐存在你们的心里，这个叫你们的喜乐可以得到满足，你们要彼此相爱，就像我爱你一样，这是我给你的， 命令。弟兄姊妹，记得这段话很重要。
And brothers and sisters, remember this passage in John 15, verses 11-12. These are the words spoken by our Lord to his disciples himself. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
我要把我的喜乐存在你们心里，感谢主，今天最喜乐的神。我下面有时间，我们的四十三章诗篇的四十三章，你看到我们的神是最喜乐的神，今天成了我的生命，成了你的生命，所以我们的喜乐是从里面到外面的，不受环境影响的。
Now, remember these two verses. This is extremely crucial. And you also remember in Psalm 43, I don't have time to go into the detail of it, but there says, God, my exceeding joy, because God himself is the most joyful one, and today he has placed his joy within us, and the joy can be made full. And this is from the inside of our heart. It's not something outside being imposed on you.
So, 刚刚我交通到使徒行传第十六章了，就是讲到吕底亚，他是一个拜神的一个妇人嘛，他本身就是一个敬拜神的人，把神放在第一位的。这个，然后你去，若是你去看腓立比书的第二十五节，就是希腊和保罗他们半夜里面，他们后来关在腓立比监狱里面嘛，结果保罗都死了，半夜里面他们怎么起来唱诗歌颂赞美神，并且是大声的在那里赞美神呢、啊、哎呀，整个这个监狱都震动了，对不对？这个整个听练呢、啊、熟练呢、啊、你像保罗和他的在那个死了，都是被这个铁链摔在那里的，但是感谢神，这个喜乐是从他们里面涌出来的，那一个喜乐不受环境影响的，在这种环境中间是最痛苦的、最悲哀的一个时刻嘛。但是他们能够唱诗、歌颂、赞美神，在半夜里的里面。
Now in Acts 16, we see two points. First is Lydia.She is a worshiper of God. Second, we also see Silas and Paul. They were being shut in the prison, but at midnight. While this is the most pitiful, tragic time, yet, in the midst of all this pain, they were praying, they were singing hymns of praise, and not only whispering, but they say all these in a loud voice.So the whole jail was shaken. All the chains came off from the prisoners. So we know that this joy is from within, swells from within. It's not something outside adding to you.
这不像我曾经讲过，今天很多人都认为敬拜要用各用的药器啊，甚至还要加上音响啊，灯光啊，哎呀，热闹得不得了。这都是什么从外面来的，叫你一下子兴奋，叫你轻松，叫你感觉到快乐，感觉到愉快，一时的放松。当这些东西一过去，你还是老样子嘛，对不对？是外面来的，我们呢是从里面出来的，不受影响的。感谢主，因为喜乐的神就是我们，你的生命，我的生命。
We thank God that this God of my exceeding joy has now dwelt in you and in me. And this joy comes from within, it's not from outside. So today, when people say to me that you have to have all kinds of musical instruments, you have to have live acoustics, all this to make the full worship.But we know that this is all something from outside. Once this is taken away, even though for a moment that made you joyful, made you relax, made you lighthearted, but with all the hustle and bustle, once it's taken away, your joy is gone. This is not worship. I myself also experienced this. Now, because of the time restraint, we have to stop here now.
我们还有第十二讲, 那要到十月份的我们基督的教徒。
In October, we will continue to share the 12th section of this theme.
好，我们低头祷告。
You have about, please, let's pray.
亲爱的主，以上一段时间，你仆人所讲的话。
Lord, may all the words spoken in this previous time will become our life and will not return void.
主啊，你是信实的。
Lord, you are faithful.
你无论有多少应许，在基督里都是是的，在基督里都是阿门的。
As many as promises that you have. In Christ is Amen, in Christ is true in Christ.
那坚固你们和我们, 有高我们的, 就是我们的神。
He who strengthens.
你有应了我们, 赐给我们圣灵, 在我们灵里面, 成为我们的基业。
He who strengthens you and me has anointed us, has sealed us so that we could become your inheritance.
但愿使你有盼望的神，应许将诸般的喜乐平安充满在我们的心中，叫我们随着圣灵的能力，我们大有盼望。May
the God of hope fills us with all joy and peace in believing. May we all abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们再把余下的薄饼的时间也交托给主，带领我们。 让我们有更多的诗歌，更多的赞美，更多的敬拜，更多的感恩，献给我们被杀的羔羊。
May you also, we also commit the following breaking bread to you, that the more thanksgiving, more praises, more hymns, more worship can be given to you.
愿主的恩常在我们心里。
May the grace of the Lord abide in us.
祷告祈求，信耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray and ask in the whole precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.